5 minutes ago. Well, hey, if they spend some money in free agency, if they do this, if they do that, maybe they'll be right back in the position to be 13-3, the number one seed next year. I don't know that the Patriots are in the good spot heading into this offseason. They're projected to have somewhere between $40 and $50 million in cap space, which sounds like a lot, but that's right around 16th in the league. That's right around the midway point of the league. The Dolphins and Colts have, you know, 95 to 100 million. So they're projected to have 40 to 50 million. Remember, Tom Brady's not a part of that. So if Tom Brady says, I want 30 million, well, all of a sudden, you've only got 10 to 20 left for the rest of the team. We know they need weapons. They want to keep that defense elite. They want to help the offensive line. I mean, Brady's a free agent. Devin McCourty's a free agent. Ooh. Kyle Van Noy's a free agent. Matthew Slater's a free agent.
Key guys.
Philip Dorsett's a free agent. So you need, we think you need to upgrade at wide receiver. You'd like to keep Van Noy or get somebody of Van Noy's quality. Jamie Collins is a free agent next year, too, who's had a really good year. So when you started thinking about the guys you're going to lose, the guys you want to keep, and how much money Brady's going to make, I don't know how much money's truly left over here.
And that, just hearing what I just heard from, because I didn't know all of those guys, you know, and I didn't know the specifics. Tom Brady can't possibly ask for $30 million.
What is his business?
He's putting the nail in the grave of the future of his New England Patriots.
Do you understand? It's not. He's not the financial guy.
But doesn't he care?
Well, don't all the quarterbacks care?
Does he want to go 4-12 next year and get sacked 105 times?
Why does he have to be the only quarterback that has to take less value? Why isn't Dak Prescott going to go take less value? Why didn't Aaron Rodgers take less value than his $100 million contract? I you know, it's baloney. Don't go keep throwing it on Tom Brady. And by the way, he is took less for so much more. This is ridiculous now. And that you keep throwing this on Brady on that.
The draft is going to be hugely important to them.
Yes, and they need a hit or 10.
You know, we all like the draft, right? The draft is fun. It's fun to learn who new guys are going to be, especially the first round is fun, okay? I mean, I know, Rich, you hate the draft
overall.
Did you
just say you like the draft?
Oh, I love the draft.
No, I mean me, and you looked at me when you said it.
We, the people, like the draft because it's just the thought of football again is fun for a weekend.
I like draft day. It's all the crap that leads up to it I hate.
Fine. You like learning who new players are going to be. You like seeing what the grades were, et cetera.
Yeah.
The draft has never felt like it was going to make or break the Patriots. It feels like it's going to make or break the New York Giants. It feels like it's going to make or break the Detroit Lions, teams that have been awful forever and have high picks. It's going to be really important to the Patriots next year because if they don't have a ton of money and if they bring back Brady and they're going to pay him some kind of big money, they're going to need to get some cheap, inexpensive young players that can either replace the free agents they're not going to be able to bring back next year, or at least going to be able to carry this thing with some youth moving forward, because they're not getting any younger, okay? Patrick Chung is old, and Devin McCourty is getting older, and Jason McCourty is old, and Dante Hightower is getting older. So, I mean, they're going to need to hit on multiple players because of the cost effectiveness and because they're going to have to replace people at some point.
They have to replace people, but even if they didn't bring Brady back, how much do you think a quarterback is going to cost them if they brought in a veteran?
A lot.
20 to 25 million.
Depending.
Well, Winston, I told you, Winston and Cam, I think, make $18 million a year. So, but by the way, if you brought in a quarterback on a one-year franchise tag or a one-year that's going to cost you.
Well, you can't franchise tag anybody who's not already on your own team.
Brady already took care of that. He said they didn't want to be free. How much would a one-year franchise tag if Brady
About said, $35
million. Well, that was too much anyway.
Yes.
And Brady was giving the Patriots a break there.
So, I mean, look, if they traded for Teddy Bridgewater, I think he's going to want $22 to $27 million. And I think if you trade for Derek Carr, then he's already making $25 million. That's a name that we've thought about. I mean, Fitzpatrick is under contract next year, but even he, I bet, would make, a guy of his caliber would make $10 million, I bet.
I'd rather have Brady for $30 million than any of those other quarterbacks for $20 million, because for $10 million, it's not worth it for me to kick him to the curb and have the fans mad at me. I'll go ahead and get whatever I can out of him and pay him the extra $10 million.
So basically, the Patriots look just like they looked this year with Brady as quarterback and a couple of new draft picks.
Unless I draft well.
Better.
You know, I can't do everything. I can't save everything. And you can't leave it on Brady to go ahead and keep taking a pay cut out there. Go ahead, Brady.
I was saying, when you talk about the draft, this year they have found useful players, okay? Chase Winovich has played a lot. N'Keal Harry, when he's been healthy, has been a role in their team. Jake Bailey, you can laugh if they took a punter, but Jake Bailey's been good.
Yeah, I was wrong.
But, I mean, Damian Harris, third-round pick, I still don't know why they took him. He can't get on the field. Jawan Williams, the DB, who's dressed for a handful of games. Right. Last year, Duke Dawson, their second-round pick, they traded already in the offseason to Denver, gave up on him after a year. They're going to need a draft where they hit on five guys. It can't just be two.